Ready?
Let's go.
Here's what's coming up this hour. On the Weekend Throwdown with Jagger.
Around the way, we have Marshmello and Khalid, Steve Lacy, and our throwback of the week from the year 2001. Now it's Harry Styles. Here's Late Night Talking on the Weekend Throwdown.
Turn it up a little bit louder. The Weekend Throwdown with Jagger.
It is the Weekend Throwdown. I'm Jagger and Tyler Fry. Black Eyed Peas have been doing this for a minute.
They have been.
Will.i.am, who I think is an awesome guy, by the way, he said the reason for their staying power is because they learned to humble themselves and change with the times.
And make a lot of money.
And make a lot of hits.
Yes.
Black Eyed Peas, Shakira, and David Guetta now. And Don't You Worry on the Weekend Throwdown.
Don't you worry.
Hey, what's up? We are One Republic, and you are listening to the Weekend Throwdown with Jagger.
It is the Weekend Throwdown. I'm Jagger. Tyler Fry's here. Hit us up on Twitter or Instagram to get your tweet quest on the show. We'd love to play it for you at WKND Throwdown. Tyler, what up?
At Bridget and Tunnels, listening to us on a 102 WVAQ in Morgantown, West Virginia, wants to hear Betty Get Money by Young Gravy on the Weekend Throwdown.
I'll never let you down, baby.
The Weekend Throwdown. Throwback.
2009.
Nicki Minaj and Super Freaky Girl. It's the Weekend Throwdown. You ready for your top five?
Let's go.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
The waiting is over. Here's the number one most downloaded song of the week.
Number one.
On the Weekend Throwdown.
Congrats to David Guetta and BB Rexha. Your brand new number one most downloaded song of the week to start fall off. Here's I'm Good Blue on the Weekend Throwdown.
Nothing but the hits. The Weekend Throwdown with Jagger.
Macklemore and Windsor, the song's called Maniac. It's the Weekend Throwdown. I'm Jagger. It's BuzzFeed quiz time on the show, and it's good to have Tyler Fry back. So what'd you pick for us this week, buddy?
Ever wondered what kind of bagel you'd be?
Oh, I always wonder every day.
Yeah.
Did you take the quiz?
I did.
What'd you get?
I got a plain bagel. You like to keep things simple, and there's nothing wrong with that. You're a simple person who enjoys simple pleasures. You prefer to take the safe option rather than the path not taken. Truthfully, you're okay with that, as you should be.
That's delicious, by the way. There's nothing wrong with a good plain bagel.
I love a plain bagel.
That's what I got, too.
Oh, all right.
We got the same answer this week.
Just two plain bagels.
Looking for some cream cheese.
Yes.
Yo, what's up? It's Will.i.am, and more of the Weekend Throwdown with my homeboy Jagger is next.
It is the Weekend Throwdown. I'm Jagger, and I know Tyler's a big fan of TikTok.
I am.
Sometimes TikTok can resurrect older songs and make them hits again.
My thumb hurts from scrolling up all the time.
I know, you're always scrolling. Well, The Weekend released his album Starboy in 2016. This song was released in 2017. Did okay on certain charts around the country, but now it's climbing the charts again. It's The Weekend and Die For You on The Weekend Throwdown.
The latest in what's trending and trendy.
What's up?
What's up? What's up with Wendy on The Weekend Throwdown?
A survey of 2,000 adults found that a lot of people know a former partner's password. 35% still have access to their ex's Facebook account, which that one shocked me. While others can still access video services like Netflix, 34%, even work emails, 33%. Why are these people sharing so much information? I'm Wendy Wilde, and that's what's up.
What we gonna do right here is go back, way back, 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 back into time.
All right, Tyler, this weekend, our throwback of the week is Jennifer Lopez and Ja Rule. I always liked when these two did songs together. How about you?
I love this one.
This is the Unreal remix. It was the number one song this week back in 2001. It topped the chart for five non-consecutive weeks, and it was the first of two number one remixes featuring J-Lo and Ja Rule together. Of course, the other one, do you remember the other one?
What was it?
Ain't It Funny.
Oh, okay.
They had two big hits,
yes,
together on that. So here's the first of those two. Number one this week back in 2001, Jennifer Lopez, Ja Rule, I'm Real on the Weekend Throwdown.
I miss